Hey everybody, it's your boy the 40. I'm so apprehensive to say this. The 47-year-old Otaka. Here today with a new topic. You know, I don't know if anybody have read it on the fanfiction.net or AO3 or Wattpad or what have you. The Harry Potter, you know, fan fictions, you know, some are good, some are great, some you can give or take. The ones I can honestly give and take are the Draco being involved with anybody. Well, the ones I really want to talk about are the crossovers with Kantai collections. Kantai collection, Azure Lane, or Arpeggio of Blue Steel. Excuse me, a little phlegm in my throat. Anyway, those stories are basically, if you ever played them, the Kantai collection in Azure Lane are browser games, if you will. They're like, you know, you would go ahead and choose your characters, go out and you fight other people, or, you know, you do this, that, and the other. Well, the thing of it is, the games got so popular, they became, you know, somebody went to these people and said, hey, why don't you make anime out of it? So they did. But here's the thing. Kantai and Azure are about ships that turn into very beautiful young ladies or girls or whatever. And they're like history, you know, they're like history's greatest battleships or warriors. You know, like the Yorktown or the Arizona, even though it sunk at Pearl Harbor, or the Missouri, or, you know, whatever. And Arpeggio of Blue Steel is the same way, but it's more like the girls are like the AI of the ship. The ship still stands, and it's still there, but they are these girls are like the spirits or the human equivalent of said ship. So. Excuse me. What I want to talk about is there are fan fiction crossovers dealing with that, with Harry Potter. No problem. Yeah, it's a great story. You know, one of my favorite ones is where this one ship, I think she exists, but she doesn't exist in Kantai. Her name is the Yonaga. Excuse me. I think she's Yonaga. I'm not so sure. She basically adopts Harry as her own son after Shuri and the Hood take him away from the Dursleys and brings him to the she was there with Shuri and Hood, and she takes him. And takes them to the Japanese naval base. Well, there are are a few here or there where Lily, his mother, was in the past the HMS Lily, her Royal Majesty's ship, the Lily. And she was a very powerful ship. The Lily fought, I want to say, in World War One. In World War One. Now, great battleship. And was sunk then. And then she comes up. Lily comes up. And go, hey, you know, oh, what the hell, you know. And she becomes basically the actress that plays her in the Harry
Potter
universe.
Excuse me, there is a message for you.
So she comes up and she's got all these soldiers. She's got all the spirits of the soldiers. I mean, well, I'm sorry, I did that wrong. She comes up, she's all strong and powerful. She had Harry, you know, she went to Hogwarts, yes. She married James, yes. She had Harry, sure. Okay, no problem. No problem. But here's the problem I have. If she is supposed to be the HMS Lily and a ship girl, going with what everybody has been saying about the fanning things. The ship girls have a whole mess of spirits in them. And it's the spirits of their sailors and crew. So this is what I don't understand. If Lily died thanks to the Avada Kedavra, now are the killing curse. If you don't know what that is. So if everybody is going that. Is saying that. If everybody's going like, oh, the Avada Kedavra is the killing curse, if he hits you with it, it's done. Voldemort hits you with it, you're dead. Or anybody hits you with the killing curse, you're dead. If that's the case, the Avada is either one or two things. I'm sorry, one or three things. I beg your pardon. One, it's a spell of genocidal level. That means it can kill a lot of people in one blast. Two, if it ain't that powerful, Lily is alive. If it ain't that powerful, Lily is alive. And they hiding her in the stories. Or three, it's a plot weapon. I mean, because the thing of it is this. We'll do it this way. If Lily is dead, or at least supposed to be dead, if Lily was supposed to be hit with the Avada, and we're going that, oh, the ship girls have their entire crew on them. She's only a member of her ship crew has been killed. Only a member of her ship crew is killed. If it's a genocidal, if it's a genocidal weapon, Voldemort should have been gone first time he used it. When he used it on, when he either used it on James or the first time he used the when he found out about the Avada, the first time he used it, it should have been game over, man. Game over. Hell, if that's the case, his entire Slytherin, if he used it in the Slytherin dorms, the entire Slytherin house, his entire house should have been killed. And his head of house, they should have been killed. So, if it's the way I think it is, then it's got to be a plot weapon. It's got to be a plot weapon. Because they come up. He, bam, Abinacadabra. Bam. Dead. But then, like, let's go 20 years later. 20 years later, Harry or one of the other ship girls are around, and they're trying to protect him. They're firing their cannons at the Death Eaters, left, right, and center. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, all right. Stay down, you know. Tell them to stay down. The whole shoot match. And then one of them, or even Voldemort himself, gets off a lucky hit. Avada Kedavra, and hits a ship girl, and then the ship girl's still standing, and she looks at him like, "What in the hell is your malfunction, son?"
"Excuse me, there is a message."
And then they're going, and then they're going, "What?" They're shocked. "What? What happened? What's going on? They're supposed to kill you." And then they come up with, "Oh, it's just, oh, we're, I mean, oh, we're, our, we have our spirits. We hold the spirits of our crew inside of us." But they say Harry is part ship girl. He's a ship boy. Harry's a ship boy. He's a ship boy. So if that's the case, Why is Lily dead? Why is Lily dead then? If that's the case. I mean, you know, somebody got to answer. Can someone answer that for me? If that's the case, if Lily is supposed to be the HMS Lily, and she is supposed to carry the spirits of her crew with her, and if the spirits of her crew can, if you try to kill a ship girl, you only kill a spirit of her crew, in her. So, how is she supposed to be cured? How's she supposed to die then? I want to figure this out. I want y'all to think about that. Think about this. Because obviously to me, those writers that write that story, and then it was like they come up, yeah, okay, Lily's dead. Oh, by the way, she was the HMS Lily. Oh, then go along into the future. Oh, you can't kill me. You can't kill me until you kill all the soldiers. Until you kill all the spirits of my crew that are inside me. If you do that, then I'm dead. You do that, then you hit me with another Avada Kedavra, then I'm dead. So that's the thing I just want to know. So somebody please tell me this. And if not, is it a plot weapon? Is the Avada Kedavra a plot weapon that'll only be used? Like that, or does Harry and the ship girls have plot armor? Because if that's the case, and you say the HMS Lily is his mama, then good grief, shouldn't she have plot armor? Or is her plot armor like a slice of Swiss cheese? Good grief. Okay, I'm sorry for like emptying my spleen on you guys, but come on. Okay, so. Well, that's all I wanted to tell you guys. I was wanting to bring that up. I'll try to do a longer one later. I'm going to NakaCon the 15th through the 17th, you know of which month. If not, March, and hopefully I'll probably do something there. I probably might go see Bloodshot as well with Vin Diesel's new joint. Because I was like chilling out one night. I think it was Friday. It was just chilling out, minding my own business. And then I was reading a story. I think it was a Kantai story crossover with Harry. It showed that Lily was his mom. And they were like, oh, okay, you know, Lily. Then, see, oh, you know, Lily is alive, you know, it's alive, whatever. Not alive. But Harry was a half ship boy or part ship boy. But the thing of it was, this is what killed me. It got me thinking, saying, hey, excuse me. It got me thinking, hey, if that's the case, if Lily was HMS Lily, and then it just suddenly remembered, oh, wait, you can't permanently kill a ship girl without killing her entire crew, then Lily should have been alive. So, are we going to try to do the old saying, the only people that stay dead in comic book fandoms are Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben, someone else, and the Potters. So, but honestly, though, hey, if you guys got an answer to this, email me. My address is rsaltomy@gmail.com. That is, excuse me, that is arsao.tome@gmail.com. You have good day today, better day tamale. And I leave you with this thought. I leave you with this words of wisdom. That I should take as well. It's never about the age. It's about the experience. Good night, everybody.